Last week, two notorious Boston mobsters came face to face for the first time in nearly two decades. France's Cadillac Frank Salemi is on trial for the 1993 murder of a nightclub manager. His former partner, Stephen, the rifleman Flemmy, testified against him. Both men are now in their 80s. WBUR special correspondent David Boeri was in the courtroom, and he joins us now to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Lulu.
So I understand you retired from WBUR last month, but you just couldn't stay away from this trial. Tell us about this case.
Nominally, it's about this 25-year-old murder of victim Stephen DeSaro, who's a nightclub manager. He disappeared in 1993. His remains were found in 2016. And Frank Salemi is accused of killing him. And Stephen Flemmy, the star witness, says he walked in on a scene at Salemi's house where Salemi was involved in that murder. But really, what this is about is that the war on organized crime that was launched by Bobby Kennedy 56 years ago is finally coming to an end. This is also a story about epic betrayal and corruption involving informants and FBI agents. You know, it was made famous by the story of James Whitey Bulger.
Yeah, James Whitey Bulger, of course, one of the famous mobsters in Boston. I'd like some backstory on these two guys. They've got great names, Francis Salemi and Stephen Flemmy. And one time they were literally partners in crime.
Absolutely. And they're two men whose lives run parallel both to the war on organized crime over these many years and also parallel to Bulger. One of them, Stephen Flemmy, went into business with Bulger. They became the most powerful mob in Boston because they were both secret FBI informants. And they were enlisted, empowered, and emboldened by the FBI agents. So they rose to the top. The other guy is Frank Salemi. He goes into the crime business with Flemmy back in the 60s. He later becomes the head of the mafia in New England. All that time, Salemi had no clue that his partner, Stephen Flemmy, was an FBI informant.
Wow. So when was the last time they saw each other?
It was 1999. Both of them were indicted. Both were in a holding cell. And Salemi found out that Flemmy had betrayed him for close to 30 years, in working as this informant for the FBI. And so in the cell, Salemi pulls Flemmy up by his neck and screams, "You've been expletive me all my life, and you're going to die." Well, Flemmy didn't die, and now he's back to, so to speak, expletive Salemi again as a government witness. The only difference now is that they're not in their 60s anymore. They're in their 80s.
I mean, this is like a film. So set the scene for us here. Two once notorious mob figures, now octogenarians, meeting in federal court.
So Salemi comes into the court. He'd fallen out of his wheelchair already once this week. He was excused for the day. This time he comes in, and every step to the defense table is an adventure. He's swallowed up by his suit. He's hunched over. His face is skeletal. Then there's Stephen Flemmy. He looks like George Burns. He has these big, thick, black glasses. And he's asked to identify Salemi in the court. He stands up, looks around. The prosecutor says, "Take your time." He takes his time. He looks around. The clock stops. Everybody waits. He can't pick out Salemi in court, even though he's just a few feet away in front of him. So they're frail. They may seem defanged, but they're anything but that. They've committed multiple murders by their own admission. Flemmy estimates he murdered 50 people or so. Bulger once referred to Flemmy as Dr. Mengele.
Is this the last one of these big mafia trials that we're going to see in Boston? I mean, as you mentioned, this has been decades and decades in the making.
Well, you're at the bottom of the gene pool now in terms of organized crime involving the mafia. I mean, the only men standing, so to speak, are a 500-pound man called Cheese Man and another guy, Anthony Spucky Spagnolo, who's nicknamed after a submarine sandwich here. What it says is the war on organized crime has come to a wheezing end with these two octogenarians. I don't think there's anywhere else to go now.
WBUR special correspondent David Boeri. David, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Lulu.